God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Perhaps as a child you knew someone who was a grandfather or a grandmother, not yours, but they were, you know, of that age. And you just knew them as a nice elderly man or nice elderly lady, and then later on you found out who they actually were, what they meant to the rest of the world. Perhaps they had done something incredible. Perhaps they had great power. Perhaps they had great wealth in some way. And yet you didn't know that, and so you just kind of took them for granted. You took their kindness for granted. You know, we sometimes say familiarity breeds contempt, but I would also say ignorance breeds contempt. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, Solomon had just finished constructing the magnificent temple for God Jehovah. He had prayed to God, and then in verse 1, the Bible says, "Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house." Now this is hard to comprehend. In one verse we have this magnificent picture, and we weren't there. So, you know, we've seen flannel graph perhaps of some of these Bible stories, or maybe a PowerPoint presentation, an artist's depiction, or maybe there's some movie that tried to depict some miraculous story from the Bible. And sometimes those tend almost to make it more like a fairy tale because we weren't there. And so we just see an artist's depiction or some creative's depiction of what it must have been like. So it's kind of hard to say, but if right now fire came down from heaven and consumed everything in the room where you are, or the car where you are, what would you do? Well, the Bible says in verse 3, "And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped," that is, they attributed worth to Jehovah, "and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Now that's a sentiment that's repeated at least twice more, maybe three times more in this account. They saw the power of God, the destructive potential of God's power, and they responded by saying, "Wow, God is good and God is merciful." You know, you're not going to see God's goodness and God's mercy until you remember his holiness. If you just take God for granted, you see him kind of like an elderly man or elderly lady, and they've always been kind to you, and you don't really know who they are or what that means, you're missing out. Do not take God's gentleness for God's weakness. If someone is weak, they cannot be gentle. They're just weak. They're dealing with you according to the power they have. If someone is powerful with you, then gentleness with you is a choice. They could destroy you, but they do not because they can't, but because they won't, because they have a different heart. So don't miss out on God's goodness and God's mercy. A couple things can make us miss that. Number one, comparison. When I compare myself to other people, I think, well, they have it nice, I do not. They've got all the breaks, I do not. The truth is, you cannot take social media at face value. You don't know what is really in people's lives. And it is so easy to think you've got it bad and someone else has it good, but you don't know. And when I compare myself with other people, what I'm missing in over attention to them is under attention to God and how good and merciful he is to me. So comparison can ruin that. Number two, pride can ruin that. It's amazing how often we can look back at a week or a month or a year and think, wow, I am good. Look at all the money I've made. Look at all the things I've accomplished. And forget that the very breath I breathe has been given me by God. Pride ruins my recognition of God's goodness and mercy to me because it makes me forget his power and, for that matter, his holiness. Greed is a third thing I thought about this morning that oftentimes makes me miss the power of God and, by extension, the mercy he's shown me. Many times I think, wow, I wish I had this thing or that thing, or I have accomplished thus and so, and I forget just the simple pleasures every day of a new day, of the sun in the morning and the moon at night, of a good cup of coffee, of shoes that fit, of friends that encourage me, whatever it may be. It is so easy to miss out on the blessings I have when I'm focused on the things that I want. And so today, God is good and God is merciful. And I know that because you realize, if you think about it, that God is powerful and God is holy. and you will not see the goodness and mercy of God until you remember His holiness.